Welcome to Let's Talk About Life, a podcast brought to you by LifeBank, the organ, eye, and tissue recovery agency in Northeast Ohio. Donation can be a complicated subject, but it is really all about life. So spend a few minutes as we unravel the complexities of donation. So come on, let's talk about life.
If you've been on Facebook lately, you may have seen friends participating in the 10-year challenge. You know the one where they post a photo of themselves from 10 years ago and then a current one? We're going to take that challenge a little bit further. We want you to think about a 20-year challenge. What were you doing in 2002? More importantly, we want you to take a second to think of all that you have done in 20 years. Perhaps graduated school, started a job, or maybe got married and had kids. Did you buy a house, take an exotic vacation or two? There is a lot of life packed into 20 years. And then on the other side of the coin, for those who have lost someone, 20 years can be an eternity. Hi. You're listening to episode 92 of Let's Talk About Life. I'm your host, Colleen Gerber, kidney recipient and LifeBank staff member. We are talking about the impact of 20 years with our guest on this episode. Candace Monroe is celebrating a 20th anniversary of her life-saving heart transplant. Such a huge accomplishment, but it wouldn't have been possible without her life-saving donor hero, Alicia. We are honored to also talk with Chuck Roberts, whose 15-year-old daughter, Alicia, was the hero donor that gave Candace the gift of life. I don't think there's anything more profound or emotional, in fact, than the two families celebrating the 20 years of life given to Candace by Alicia. Thank you both for talking with me and sharing your stories. Candace, you're a one-woman dynamo, and I've known you for a long time, and I know you've never stopped being an advocate for LifeBank and organ, eye, and tissue donation. Congratulations on reaching this huge milestone of receiving your heart 20 years ago.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Just so excited. It's just, you know, saying it out loud, I get chills every single time. You know, 20 years, two decades, right? I was doing some math and I saw that when February 7th happens, it'll be 7,300 dinners I was able to have. And, you know, my life revolved around food. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot. But before we talk about celebrating, I would love to talk with Chuck because Candace, the reality is we wouldn't be talking to you if it wasn't for Chuck's daughter, Alicia, who was your heart donor. Chuck, 20 years must seem like a lifetime or forever without Alicia. What was she like and how do you remember her?
You know, sometimes the 20 years kind of seems like maybe it was just last week, but another time it has been a long time. Alicia was just a wonderful kid. She had a zest for life. She cherished being in the marching band in high school. She was a little bit of an outsider, so she kind of cherished that as well. I'd say she got her wise guy attitude from me and her good looks from her mother, so that's kind of what I remember.
That's wonderful. So she was really authentically herself.
Yeah, she was. She was a very unique individual. She just wasn't your run-of-the-mill kid, and she always had a way of making you smile and just making you crack up. And
how old was she when she passed away? And through that tragedy of losing your daughter, how did you feel when you learned Alicia wanted to be an organ donor?
She was 1 month shy of her 16th birthday. And of course, the cliche, you know, something you never want to hear, get that phone call. But nonetheless, well, I received that phone call and I met my older daughter, Colleen, at the hospital. And at the time, Alicia was basically on the machines and ventilators and whatnot. And the doctor said that they just had to run the test, but she was clinically gone, and she'd be a great candidate for organ transplantation. Well, I guess as a selfish part of me, I wanted to just maybe hit that doctor and say, who the heck do you think you are? But Colleen and I went away and talked. She said that she and her mom and Alicia had had the discussion, all of them, about organ transplantation, and if anybody, any of them had died, they would want to. So I took a tremendous amount of load off my shoulder. Her mom and her stepdad were on their way to Hawaii, so I was the only, you know, adult that, parent that could give permission. So having them had that conversation when they were younger, you know, it took it all away from me having to make that decision. So it was very easy. We said, yes, we would like to donate whatever organs would be viable.
So essentially, Alicia made that decision for you. And
absolutely, yes.
Things went forward.
Yes.
So how do you learn that she saved another young woman, another teenager?
Well, with all the legalities and whatnot, not obviously, you know, everything that goes on. So, you know, we received a letter that a 50-year-old man received a lung, a 50-year-old man received this and that and the other. And I don't know, romantically or whatever you think about, well, what about the heart? What about the heart? And, you know, we found out it was a young lady, 15-year-old girl in Ohio. It was really comforting, you know, to know that so many people had received the organs. So it helped with the grieving process of knowing that, well, at least she's helping.
And Candace, you were 15 in 2002 when you received your heart. Did you know it came from another teenager?
Oh, well, I'm just, you know, tearing up every time I hear Chuck talk about, you know, his side, right? Because I know my side. And I didn't know. I believe my parents, you know, after surgery, I believe it's probably discussed with them. And I didn't find out until later when I think it was the Christmas after transplant, I received a letter from the donor mom and the donor sister saying, you know, a little bit about person that I didn't know but felt so connected to because that person saved my life. So I learned a little bit about her and learned she was about the same age as me. So I spent so long just wondering so much about this person who saved my life.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Back in 2002, you were actually in the hospital. You had been diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. You waited not a long time, but several weeks.
Not a long time, yeah.
For a heart transplant. And what were you feeling before the transplant?
You know, Colleen, as you know, my older sister was transplanted 9 years before me. So she was transplanted in 1993. And I had watched my sister go through that and just the pain and the struggle that she went through. But she, you know, was given the second chance. So she was able to do so much. So, you know, even though I was so sick, I had to wait until in the hospital because I was so ill. I had this hope and dream that I would get a second chance, that I would be able to be a normal teenager and you know, go to the dances and eventually go to college and experience college. And, you know, I always had that dream that I would get a heart and that I would experience a second chance. I just didn't know when it would happen, right? Because obviously you don't know. So you sit in the hospital and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then you see other people get transplanted and you're happy for them. But a part of you is asking, when will I get that chance? But then there's also that guilt knowing that someone has to pass in order for you to live life. So it's a lot, especially for a 15-year-old girl going through all those emotions. It's a lot.
It's a very heavy situation, no matter which way it goes. Let's fast forward to a little bit of a happier time. You corresponded with the donor family and really became close that way. And in 2014, you and your family flew to Hawaii to meet Chuck. And I'm just wondering if you remember your excitement and the joy of that journey. What was that like for you, Candace?
So the whole story is just magical because I started corresponding with Chuck and I call him Good Luck Chuck or Donor Dad Chuck. I started corresponding with him in the summer of 2013, just by letters. And it's crazy to think my dad was retiring in 2014. My family had always planned on going to Hawaii as a family trip. It was always in the plan, right? Only when I started corresponding with Chuck did I realize he lived in Hawaii. So it was almost like this is meant to be. So I reached out to the Hawaii Organ Procurement Organization and said, hey, I don't know if this can happen, but as we're going on this family's vacation, is there any way you can set up me meeting my donor dad? And they were awesome. And they were able to do it. It was just, but it's such a magical how it happened. But leading up to those days of meeting him, it was the only thing on my mind. Here I am in beautiful paradise. And the only thing I could think of, because I kept saying, you know, I'll never be his daughter, but, you know, will he like me? Will he look at me and be proud? I had all sorts of questions. So when I did meet him, everything just was so worth it. When he, you know, being in Hawaii, he put a lei around my neck and we embraced, and it was just such a magical moment and something I'll never, ever forget.
I can't even imagine. And Chuck, I'll go over to you. What are your memories of meeting not only Candace, but the whole Monroe family?
Well, like Candace said, the Hawaii Organ Procurement people were wonderful for us. And, you know, they talked to me. They said, we're going to have the family come in. They're going to go up in the waiting room. I want you to come in 20 minutes later so you don't inadvertently meet. And then when I got upstairs, they took me into the office and they said, look, you don't have to meet him. You can turn around and leave now. You know, how are you feeling? Quite honestly, I wanted to vomit in a bucket. I was every emotion every emotion in the world was going through my body. But it's, you know, it's just something that I needed to do. And you know, they opened the door to the conference room, and I went in, and they were sitting there. And I think all of our knees buckled, and we all just kind of. And I had a big cry, a good cry, and that embrace that I had with Candace, and then. My mom and dad and sister were just, it just took a load off me. It just, I don't know how to explain it other than pure elation, you know?
It's just every emotion ever described, right? That, I'm sure.
You did the obligatory, give me the stethoscope so I can hear my daughter's heart.
Absolutely.
And it was just, I don't know, I can't explain it.
Chuck, I will say when I show people that picture, if they had any doubts about organ donation, that just takes it all away. That picture is everything. It's one I cherish. I have on my desk at work. I just look at. It's something that it means so much.
Yeah, that picture is not worth a thousand words. It's worth a million.
That's so sweet. So, Chuck, here we are. We're at this huge 20-year milestone. You know, a lot has happened in 20 years. What is your reflection of this journey that you've been on with the Monroes and with your own family the last 20 years after losing Alicia?
Like I said, I think the selfish part about anybody is, you know, why did we have to lose, and why do others live on? And that's, I think that's a common thing. I mean, that's just human nature. The other selfish part of me is, like, I don't want some worthless human being having my daughter's organs. But meeting Candace and her family, Candace is about a million miles away from that description, and her family. It was great, you know, it's great knowing that somebody that is so appreciative has done so much with their life and is still doing so much for other people, you know, through the Cleveland Clinic and the heart transplant and all that. That's rewarding in itself to know that the organs went to good use, and, you know, especially her heart. Like I said, they have a soft feeling for the heart, and her family have invited me in as their family. And, you know, I love her mom and her dad. I loved, and I miss him so much. Her sister, I loved, her brother, Kevin. They brought me into their family, and they just treat me like one of their own.
Can you imagine your life without the Monroes?
Absolutely not. Like I said, when her dad passed away, that really hurt. And I mean, I've only known them for going on 8 years now, but it just was a nice bond there that we had.
Kevin is a great guy.
Yep.
So, Candace, I'm going to go back to you. And as I mentioned, you really have never stopped being an advocate and bringing awareness to heart health, organ donation, transplantation. And you always come up with creative ways to celebrate your heart transplant anniversary. What are you doing for this huge 20-year milestone?
Oh, Carly, and I am so excited you asked that, because I went back and forth on how I was going to celebrate 20. You know, we're in weird, weird times, right? I would love to celebrate, you know, big party with all of my loved ones and the people who have been there for me through it all. But first of all, I don't think there's a building that would fit every single person that has really, you know, helped me through all of it. But secondly, you know, we're in weird times. I would never ask people to, you know, congregate on my behalf. And so I was like, how can I celebrate 20? And I felt the best way for me to do that is use my story and hopefully give back. So I started, you know, working with Transplant House. I volunteer there, and I said, is there any way that I could do some type of fundraiser housed on the Transplant House website, but that would benefit both Transplant House and Life Bank, two organizations that I have volunteered, stand behind, absolutely love their missions. I asked, is there anything I can do? And we came up with the Candace Monroe Journey to 20 fundraiser. So 100% of the proceeds that are donated will be split in half between the Transplant House and Life Bank, which I'm super excited about. And I kicked it off on January 7th, just a month before my big anniversary. And I don't know how much we've made, but I, you know, I'm hearing great things. So it's only up from here. And, you know, 20 years ago, my life was almost lost. And, you know, there's so many people that are in the same boat that I was 20 years ago. So I want to do something to benefit them. So that is where the Journey to 20 fundraiser came from. So I'm really excited about it and looking forward to what we can do to help.
Wow. What a way to celebrate. That's amazing. And for our listeners, Transplant House of Cleveland is a facility for people that are being treated for transplant. They may be pre-transplant, getting tested, or waiting for a transplant, or actually post-transplant and coming back to Cleveland for checkups. They have several apartment units, and they provide affordable housing for these people mm-hmm. from out of state that are being treated by transplants. So it's an amazing facility, and I couldn't think of a better cause, Candace.
Well, thank you. I'm excited.
I am too. So. I am too. Chuck, I'm just going to ask you really quick, through all of your experience, losing your daughter, meeting the Monroes, and going through that whole experience, what would you share with people about organ donation and your feelings about it?
When I was still living in Indiana after Alicia passed away, I was volunteering and doing presentations for the Indiana Organ Procurement Organization. And the biggest question, you know, people would, I don't know if I can do that, and this and that and the other. And what I would say to people was, if your mother was lying on that table, she needed a heart, and I passed away and I could give you my heart, would you take it? And 10 out of 10 would say, well, absolutely. And I said, well, there's your answer to transplantation then.
Wow.
It's just, you know, I think it's an amazing thing that we don't need them where we're going. We're going in the ground. Our body goes in the ground. Why do we need to waste the organs that we can help people have longer, healthier lives?
Yeah, that's a powerful way to present it to people. Very good.
Right, right.
And Candace, you know, the last 20 years, I mean, you've done marvelous things, but as we mentioned, there's been a lot of ups and downs. We lost your sister, mm-hmm. Patrice Warfield, who actually had two heart transplants.
Yeah.
And then we lost your dad, Kevin, as well.
He was waiting for a heart.
What is your takeaway from this gift of 20 years that you've been given by Alicia?
Oh, wow. The gift of 20 years. I would say, you know, I watched my sister, right? Two transplants. First one, she made 19 years. The second one was only four, but still 23 total years with that gift of life, that second chance. And you know, my dad, who was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy in 99, we were given so much time until he needed a transplant. So I look at those situations, and although they hurt tremendously, I think about these 20 years and how they are watching down on me and so very proud of how I live my life. I try not to take anything for granted. Every day is just a blessing. And I hope people see that. And when they think of organ donation and how it saved lives, my story and my family's story, you know, comes to mind.
I don't think there's a better example out there than your story, you and Chuck and Alicia, and really power of donation and transplantation you sing. Chuck, is there anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Well, I'm surprised that I'm hearing about the drive for 20 today, but I'll go online now and I can donate some money.
So listen, I didn't
Not teasing. I'm teasing.
I didn't tell Chuck because he's done so much. right? I never tell him these things because he's already done so much in my life. I know in a second, in a heartbeat, he would literally heartbeat. You hear how I said that? He would donate.
I get that.
And so, so it's actually housed through the transplant house, but, we made sure that we talked to accounting and all the financial stuff. We just had to make sure people were aware that when they were donating, 100% of the donations will be split in half. So Transplant House will get half and Life Bank will get half. So, I had to go through all the finance stuff first, but that's so exciting. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, I told you I was a wise guy. That's where it came from. I told you.
I love it. I love it. And I don't have to tell you guys, but we know that February is Heart Month. And gosh, I don't think there's a better story out there. So I thank you both for your time. And you guys take care. And congratulations, Candace. We're so proud of you.
Thank you, Colleen. Appreciate it.
Thanks much.
To our listeners, you can give the gift of life like Alicia, a 15-year-old girl who thought about others above herself. Please register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at lifebank.org. We hope you found today's episode informative and inspirational. You know, you can save lives simply by going to lifebank.org and registering your donation decision. You can catch Let's Talk About Life on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, but you can always find it at lifebank.org. We thank you for listening, and we hope you come back next time. And come on, let's talk about life.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Life. If you have questions about today's podcast, reach out to us at info@lifebank.org. Take a few minutes to do something heroic and register to be an organ donor by saying yes at lifebank.org. Literally, someone's life is dependent on it.